Section 3. You will listen to a conversation between a blockchain developer and a data scientist. First, look at the questions in task 1. As you listen to the conversation, identify which statements are incorrect. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey Fateh, I have been hearing a lot about digital currencies, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Can you explain how they work? I'm a bit confused. Is this like magic money or something?
Not magic, but it's almost as mysterious. Digital currencies are like money. But they live entirely in the digital world. No coins, no notes, just zeros and ones floating around. They have utilized blockchain technology, which is akin to a digital ledger that records every transaction. And yes, it's never forgotten. Imagine your bank account, but way cooler and more secure.
Okay, so no actual coins? So I cannot store Bitcoin in my piggy bank, right? What's this blockchain thing all about?
Good one. No piggy bank for Bitcoin, sadly. Think of blockchain as a giant train of blocks. Each block has held a list of transactions. Once the block has gotten full, it's been logged and added to the chain. It's like sending your grandma a list of every biscuit she's ever baked. Once it's been written down, no one can change it. Plus, there's no one person or bank running the show. Instead, it's like a global team of computers called nodes that make sure everything is fair and square.
So no one's in charge, but everyone's been in on it. Sounds like the world's biggest group project. So how has this all tied into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies?
Exactly. Bitcoin's been like the rockstar of cryptocurrencies. It's been encrypted, like a secret code to keep transactions safe. So, when someone sends bitcoins to another person, it is stored on the blockchain, making it secure and unchangeable. The best part? You don't need to involve a bank, so you can send money across the world without paying hefty fees. In India, digital currencies have become popular because they are super fast and secure, especially in places where traditional banking has been a bit of a hassle.
That's pretty cool. But what's the catch? Is Bitcoin like a roller coaster? I'm guessing there have been some risks too, right?
Oh, you bet. One risk is that Bitcoin transactions can be anonymous, which, let's be honest, has been kind of like having a secret identity. It's been tempting for bad guys, though. Another issue is that Bitcoin's value has fluctuated widely, resembling an emotional roller coaster. One minute, you have been on top of the world, and the next minute, well, you haven't. However, with proper regulation and education, it has become a safer way to handle money.
Sounds like it's had its ups and downs, like a reality TV show. But I guess digital currencies have definitely changed the game. Thanks for breaking it down, Fateh.
No problem, Sachi. It's been an exciting world to dive into. And who knows, the future of money just have been a digital coins away.